You're listening to Uprising, the Rebuilt Next Gen podcast. Serving kids and students isn't easy, and you don't have much time. That's why this is a car ride's worth of content to help you reimagine, revive, and rebuild next gen ministry.
Welcome to Uprising today. I'm Daniel, and I have Marianne with me today. How you doing, Marianne?
I'm great.
And we are excited to talk about our middle schoolers as we near the end of our series, What Are We Doing Now? We're talking all about our next gen programs. And so far we've covered All Stars, which is our preschool program, Time Travelers, our Kids Liturgy of the Word, Quest for our elementary school kids and their small groups. We talked about First Communion and Reconciliation and revamping that sacrament, and Confirmation and how it relates to youth ministry. So today, we've worked our way up to middle school. Marianne, what do you love about middle schoolers? Everything?
Nothing. Middle school is so hard. It's like the hardest 3 years of your whole school career.
But
it's
that's
tough.
Why we need to do it, right?
I know, but it's hard.
But before we get too far into our middle schoolers and what we love about them, Marianne, what else are you loving right now?
Okay, right now I am loving beach vacations with my extended family in a big house. I'm talking like 15 people in one house at the beach for a week. That's what I'm loving.
What was so great about it? Just
being together, the energy from the little cousins and the older ones and the connections and cooking and unplugging. It was a great time.
And you just like being on the beach, right?
I love to just be on the beach and just see the waves and hear it and feel the sun.
Love to just put my feet in the water.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite things. I don't even need to get in. I do like getting in the water, but I just need to put my feet in. That's like my minimum.
Yeah. How about you? What are you loving?
I love this recipe that I found recently for brownies. They're brown butter brownies.
Oh, so not out of the box.
Brownies. No, but it's so good. My fiance, I got engaged since the last time we're recording episodes.
Hooray.
I don't think I was even dating Sarah the last time we were recording episodes, but I'm engaged.
Congratulations.
Yeah. So I'm loving Sarah, but I also love the brown butter brownies that we make together. She didn't like her track record with baking brownies, and so we found this recipe, and they're so good. You brown the butter, you put the cocoa in the brown butter so it blooms, and they're just so good and fudgy and chocolatey.
And you brought them here today to share?
Yeah, I brought them for you later. No,
wonderful.
Not really.
Ugh.
But I will sometime. Didn't you come when I brought them to Megan's?
No.
No?
No, missed that.
Oh. Well, sorry.
Yeah. So.
I guess I owe you some brown butter brownies.
Yeah. I'll hold you to that. So we're talking about middle schoolers, and we actually just wrapped up our service camp for the summer, which is for middle schoolers. And basically what we do is it's a Monday through Friday day camp, and we spend the morning doing some sort of service activity either here on campus at church, or we travel to different locations and do a service activity. And then the afternoon is reserved for some sort of fun activity, bowling. We've gone to the pool. We did escape rooms, and then on Friday, we go to Hershey Park, which is an amusement park just about an hour from us. So anyways, it's a great camp. The middle school kids love it. We have high schoolers that are the camp counselors, so it's just really a great opportunity for both the middle school and high school students. But it was really interesting for us. I think we were talking about how at the end of or during camp, we realized for middle schoolers, their favorite thing out of all of those activities with these large group games. So there's a game called like Mafia or the handshake game where somebody goes around and is like giving a secret handshake and people have to fall down after you have the secret handshake. You have to guess who the person is. I mean,
and they loved it.
It's very basic, but
they played it all week.
They kept asking, can we do that handshake game again? Or some other games that you're just playing with like 40 people. That's what they wanted to do. They liked playing Gaga. They were playing Nine Square in the Air. Just all these games that are really group focused, which we were pretty surprised about. I mean, with kids and their cell phones and they're playing video games, we kind of have this impression that that's what they're into. but they really seem to enjoy being together as a group and playing these games. And then we also saw what was really cool were some of these middle school students who, you know, either their parents told us that they have anxiety or they're really shy or they don't know anybody here and they've never done a camp and stuff like that. And
hadn't even heard of Hershey Park, yeah. which is like our local amusement park. Yeah. So this was very new to them.
Yeah. So these kids coming and then we're during the week looking and we're seeing these kids laughing and talking and interacting with their peers and, you know, completely just comfortable and relaxed and enjoying themselves, which was amazing to see.
Yeah. So this experience all week, like, what do we take from that, right?
Yeah, right. How do we recreate that?
And what did we learn from it? I think one of the big things that we saw from the camp was just that this is like the moving target. We don't really know what middle schoolers want and need all the time or
because
how to best
serve
them.
Because they don't even know what they
don't
want
know,
or
right?
need.
Yeah. They're in that place in life. I think as adults, we don't know what we want sometimes, but middle schoolers certainly.
Sure.
One of our volunteers, gave us this very funny phrase a couple of years ago. It's mildly inappropriate, but I'm going to share it anyway, because it's very funny and true to this group that we're trying to serve in middle school. So for us, middle school is fifth through eighth grade. So there's a large range mm-hmm. in our program, called Resurrection. And our volunteer Trish said, you know, this is like the age of My Little Pony underwear and thongs.
I don't understand. Please explain.
Probably our listeners don't understand either. And her point was, you have everybody in this group from the kids who are still believing in Santa Claus and wearing My Little Pony underwear mm-hmm. to kids that are wearing thongs and are sexually active.
Yeah.
And everybody's in the room together.
Yep. That's middle school. Ugh.
Physically, emotionally, socially, mentally, spiritually, mm-hmm. all of it. They're changing in so many different ways and evolving so quickly in those years and at different rates too. And through all of that change, they're really craving acceptance, trying to find their place among their peers. Their world is just expanding so much. And they really go from concrete thinking at the beginning of that time to being able to think more abstractly as those years go along.
Mm-hmm.
There's a book that I was looking at recently to just prepare for this a little bit, and they had a feelings wheel.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
Yeah, and it seems like such a funny thing. I remember looking at, it wasn't the feelings wheel, but on the back of like the counselor's door mm-hmm. in the elementary school, it was like, how are you feeling today? And it had 30 different emotions with the mm-hmm. kind of cartoon faces on it. And I feel like that's sort of what our middle schoolers need. It's helpful even as an adult to look at a feelings wheel and really identify
yeah.
how you're feeling. But for middle schoolers, it's just so up and down. Mm-hmm. And that's, the highs are higher, the lows are lower,
yep.
and it's more frequent. So just all of these things, I think, create an environment where we really have to, this is my new favorite word, concretize.
Excuse me?
Concretize.
Concretize.
We have to make things more concrete.
Okay.
For them, and then move to abstraction if they're ready, but they really need to be grounded in something. So instead of asking, you know, how's your faith right now, which is a pretty abstract concept, I think with them, we have to start with, like, on a scale of 1 to 5, how often do you pray? Makes it just much more concrete, like it's an action that they take
right.
and they're rating themselves. And then you can move to abstraction throughout the conversation, but there's a lot to this age group, and I think we're still learning as we go. But what we really want to know in this episode is what keeps middle schoolers coming back for more? What are the strategies in our program? So we're going to just kind of go over 6 things that we think really keep middle schoolers coming back.
Yeah. I would say probably one of the top ones for this age group is relationships. You want your program to be relational. So it doesn't necessarily mean that the middle school students are having good relationships with their peers. It can be with the adults or the older teens that are helping out. It might even be the guy that serves them a slice of pizza when they walk in. They really just want to have this sense of belonging or connection, and we can really do that for them. We can connect them with each other through their small group and other kids that are there the same age as they are. And then in that small group, you really have to be careful because teasing or disinclusion really just will kill that relational aspect right away. And
they feel it so deeply at this age.
Yeah, it's like a personal attack that they're taking. They can't just shake it off. So you really want to keep an eye on that. And then just, again, with your small group leaders, just over and over again, that we really want to focus on this relational ministry so that they're, you know, feeling a connection with their leader first, and then what are the expectations, and then going forward from that.
Yeah. So the relationship certainly is the number one thing. And we talk about that, I feel like, in every episode of this podcast.
Yeah, but relational.
So important.
Yep.
Number two, what keeps middle schoolers coming back is that we want an active program. So they can handle a regular message at this age much more than when they were in elementary school. But they might do better with a team challenge and a debrief than a 30 to 40 minute discussion in their small groups every week. So we try to layer in games, team building, science experiments, challenges, scavenger mm-hmm. hunts, whatever tools you have to get them interacting with each other and with the content. So it's good to have the discussion, but to have something that goes along with it. And you probably have to script it out a little bit more. We're going to talk in just a second about structure. But they need more of that than the high schoolers do, I think. And they need a little bit more regularity to it. So we try to make it adaptable for our leaders, but I think they also still need like a hybrid between what you do for your kids and what you do for your high schoolers. They're mm-hmm. not quite at that age of abstraction what the high schoolers are, but they're also can abstract a little bit more than the elementary kids who need something really concrete.
Yeah.
Even shooting hoops while discussing the content can work sometimes, mm-hmm. but having them active because they can't sit still.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it's not just the boys, too. I think that the girls struggle yeah, with that.
I agree. So the next thing we want to talk about is a sense of safety. It's really important for these middle school students to feel safe. And really, you want to start off from the very first time you're meeting with them to just let them know that the small group is a safe space. What is said in small group stays in small group. Really spell it out for them. Like Daniel was saying, they're very concrete in their thinking, and they really need to know, like, really, whatever you say here, it's okay to share these thoughts and these feelings, and we'll work through it together. They don't really have a lot of opportunity to do that, to share and not be judged. So that's what we really look to provide for them, is this opportunity where you can say what you're thinking without worrying about, you know, what's everybody going to think about me after I say that. We encourage them to really just listen when other people are talking. It's really just about, again, that they're feeling safe there. And there aren't a lot of places that middle schoolers feel safe these days. So it's a really special and unique thing that we can be giving them to have that safety. Another easy way to do that is to just use their names. It seems like a really silly thing, but just speaking someone's name and addressing them that way really gives them a sense that you actually see them, you know them, and they're comfortable.
Thank you, Marianne.
You're welcome, Daniel.
Okay, so number four on our list. So far we've talked about being relational, being active, being safe, and the next one is to be structured. So we try to make sure that the time is a little bit more structured for middle school. We had hangout time at the beginning of our program. And for the high schoolers, I think that works. Although we do struggle from time to time with exactly how to use that hangout time.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember the last couple of years we talked about, we brought fifth graders into this group because it used to just be sixth through eighth. And the fifth graders just look like we put them in the deep end of the pool and didn't tell them what to do, or we put them in a dance class and didn't tell them what kind of music they'd be dancing to. They just do not know mm-hmm. what to do
yep.
with that hangout time. So they need that structure a lot more, especially at the younger end of the spectrum. And they might even be like clinging to the wall because it's firm and it's familiar and they're going to be a wallflower. So we want to give them that firm familiarity with the structure so that they feel a little bit more confident. The small groups probably need to be scripted out a bit more for this age group. And we want to give them cues throughout the night, the same music that gathers them in the large group, the check-in process, the routine in the room, the end of the night operations. And you can break from those regular cues when you want to. After they've been established, I think that gives them some of the confidence that they need. So that structure is really important for middle schoolers.
Yeah. The last one, I think this is the last one. Yep. Is the middle schoolers are transitional. And really, this is probably the one that's most unique to this age group. They're really transitioning from kids to young adults. And like we were saying, it happens at different rates and different times. And everybody's just trying to figure out, I mean, their physical bodies are changing so much. They just can't keep up sometimes with the size of their feet or how tall they're getting. And along with that comes their capacity for their faith and their intellectual conversations. Like it's changing, and sometimes it changes really quickly and they just don't know what to do with it. Eighth graders, especially, they're reaching the end of that middle school time, but they're still transitioning and they want to act a little bit older and they don't always want to talk to you, but they are really looking for these real connections and real conversations with adults that care about them. The social media aspect is just off the charts. They're trying to post things to get acceptance and they want everyone to like their post, but if it doesn't get the appropriate number of likes, then they want to delete that. But then they don't want to be so shallow that they're, you know, basing everything off of a like. And so they're looking for these deeper connections, but also struggling with they want everyone to like their post. So it's just all of these different moments and things where they're trying to figure out the difference between being a kid and being an adult. And that's where, as small group leaders, we can kind of come in and see if we can find those moments where they're interested and they're transitioning towards the adulthood and sort of lean into those and give them opportunities to really just stretch their adult skills and their thinking. And really, when it comes to their faith, it's really about making it their own personal faith as opposed to just mom and dad bringing you to church or you just checking off your sacraments. Just reminding them that this small group is a safe place where they can start processing their own faith, making it their own, and being comfortable to do that.
Yeah. So just to recap, what keeps middle schoolers coming back and wanting more? In our estimation, it's being relational, having an active program, having a safe space, structuring things well, and making it transitional from kids to young adults. So just a last couple of tips and conversation before we close things out here. It's great to give this age group options whenever possible. They like the freedom to choose. So you can build that into the way you write your small group guides, even the way that you use materials. Number two, just redefine the conversation sometimes. Work through the eye rolls or the huffs or whatever their nonverbal reaction is and be available through that. They want to have adult conversations, and sometimes it's rephrasing a question or resetting the room a little bit. And then last, they're smart. There are ways that you can kind of joke back and forth with them. You can challenge them. You can personalize what you say. You can really encourage personal discovery. So just a couple of last things in conversation, which are great to do with this age group. And as always, let's end with one bright idea. Marianne, what's our bright idea today?
So I think the bright idea that you guys should work on or try to do is to have a life skill night. So a lot of times, school's so focused on academics and at church we're so focused on faith, and nobody really talks about how to do basic life skill things like changing a tire. Although honestly, I don't know how to change a tire. I've never done that.
Because nobody told you in middle school.
It's because I have AAA. or bake something, like find a recipe.
Like brown butter brownies.
Brown butter brownies, yeah. Go shopping for groceries, make a list, go out. Find where the things are in the store. Teach them how to fold laundry. It's not just roll it up in a ball and throw it in the drawer or build something. So it's actually, I think, a really fun thing to do. So one bright idea, a life skill night.
I like it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's all we have today. Hopefully we solved all of your questions and problems with middle schoolers, as we love to do. Mm-hmm. Next episode, we're going to be wrapping up this series, talking about what's working in high school youth ministry. We'll talk to you then. We love you very much.